boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
We got a message for Those Girls in the Afternoon from Elle. She's got a couple questions for us.
Can I first ask Elle a question?
Yeah.
Because she started her message with, "Hey, new listeners here, since I lost my Bluetooth speaker privileges at work." What were you playing?
That's what I want to know.
I got to know, Elle. Why did you lose your privileges?
Were you playing something inappropriate? Someone with swear words?
Somebody complained?
Too many Taylor Swift songs? That could be that.
That's my question for you, Elle. But Elle has questions for us,
actually. She does. So after telling us she lost her Bluetooth speaker privileges at work, she's become super invested in Those Girls in the Afternoon. But I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Start with question number one. Why does that one girl call her boyfriend Neighbor Man? Is Neighbor Man his last name? Were they neighbors when they met? I need to know. Let me tell you the story.
That would actually be hilarious if that was his last name.
That's a good last name. Let me tell you the story of Neighbor Man. So actually, it was around this time last year. It was like November, December. I talked about how there was this guy that lived above me. I lived in a duplex. I wanted to get to know him. And I remember I asked you, like the listeners, like for suggestions. Like, how do I get this guy to I just want to introduce myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I bake him a cake? Do I just knock on the door? Do I play loud music? And I think somebody suggested I steal his Amazon package.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be like, oh, darn, this got delivered to my door. Nice to meet you. My name's Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
But what ended up happening is we didn't end up meeting really quickly. I found out his name. And then I ended up giving him a Christmas gift. I left my first and last name on it, hoping he'd add me on Facebook. He did not.
Oh.
So then, fast forward to New Year's Eve, 2 days before, I just was like, shoot, I'm going to shoot my shot. And so I sent him a friend request. He DM'd me back, howdy, neighbor. We talked for a little bit, and then he was just kind of left it at, if you need any neighborly things, let me know.
Oh, God.
So I was like, did he friend zone me? So the next day I tried again because I thought he was hot. I really just wanted to like totally get to know him. I tried again. He kind of left it short. But that night was New Year's Eve. He ended up DMing me out of the blue and was like, do you have plans tonight? Mm. The rest is history. We had a date at Need Pizza and we trauma dumped on each other. And that was the.
So he started as your actual neighbor and now he's your neighbor in your bed. Just making things clear for everybody. They live together.
Well, I mean, if you say it like that, yes. I wasn't going to say it like that, but yeah.
It's true. That's the neighbor man lore.
Yes, he was my neighbor man before, and well, he's just the neighbor man, and yes, what she said. I'm not going to say that.
You share a roof now. Well, I guess you did before, too. Whatever. Okay.
Then she has a second question.
Oh, yeah. She said, the girl who mentioned that her cat was chewing on her Christmas lights. Is he orange? He's got to be. I think that was me because I was talking about my cat chewing on my lights. And believe it or not, no, he's not orange. I have two cats. My boy cat is the rambunctious one, Romeo. My girl cat, Toulouse, she's a little angel. And neither of them are orange. They're actually both gray. Romeo's completely gray.
Then why is Romeo bad?
I don't know. I don't know who raised him. Me. I did. Why did he turn out this way? He's the sweetest, but he's just so freaking naughty. He's like an orange cat stuck inside of a gray
Does
cat.
Does he have any orange spot on him?
No, he's completely gray.
Oh, okay. So there's not even like one little ounce of orange spot on him.
No, he has a tiny little white spot on his chest.
And now I know you got him in a little litter. Did he grow up with orange? Did he maybe learn?
No.
Oh.
Because there... his same mom had had a litter before and she did have a couple orange kitties, but then their litter that both of them came from, they were all gray. So I don't know where this DNA comes from or if it's nurture, not nature. I don't know. I don't want to take the blame because I give that man everything.
Who does he take out or does he take like after? Is it you or your boyfriend?
I'm going to blame
mom
it on
or
him.
Dad.
Dad's problem.
Definitely not like his mom.
No. There you go, Elle. There's all the lore. Hope that helped.
One of my favorite things to do is to describe Stuff the Wagon to somebody who has never heard it before because the face they give to you or me when I say we do our show live in a trunk is the funniest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. I was just telling my hair lady about this earlier this week. She's like, oh, what's going on at work? Are you busy? I'm like, yeah, we're actually doing this thing where we do our show live in the trunk. And she was like, what? Like, what do you mean? I'm like, yeah, it, I mean, we're not like in some tiny little Toyota Camry or something shoved in the back. But
that would require us to cuddle, and I would love that.
No, we don't do that. We have a big enough trunk. And in fact, we have a big enough trunk, so much room that we can fit donations back there too.
Yeah, we're going to be in a trunk again coming up on Monday. 3 to 7 p.m. at Tyson's on 16th Avenue for Stuffed Wagon.
Monday is the next stop. So when you're out doing your errands this weekend, maybe doing a little bit of holiday shopping, mm-hmm. when you hit that point where you're like, I don't know what to buy anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm stuck. I'm annoyed. I'm frustrated. Think of the furry friends. They're very easy to shop for.
Oh my gosh, they're so easy. And they've got a list, a wish list that Cedar Valley Humane Society has, which you can easily access on our website at KZIA.com or on the Z102.9 app.
And then be sure to bring it to us, Tyson's off of 16th Avenue on Monday, 3 to 7 p.m. You can see us in that trunk.
We like to call ourselves two fools in a trunk.
Exactly that.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So there's a new product that is out that I think you may have had the idea for back when you were going to see Taylor Swift.
I did.
You had told me that you were seriously considering wearing a diaper.
Yeah, because the concert was really, really long and I didn't want to miss a minute of it. But I will tell you, and don't hate on me, I went during the All Too Well 10-minute version. Mm-hmm. That's just that one song is not my favorite of hers. Don't hate on
me. Yeah, you had to prioritize.
I had to prioritize.
And that's a problem at concerts is like you don't, especially if you're down like in more like a general admission thing where you mm-hmm. don't have a spot, you don't want to lose your next to stage position. Well, there may be a solution, I guess, to this. You've probably heard of the water company Liquid Death. It comes in a can.
Yeah.
And it looks like real punk rock. Mm-hmm. They have partnered with the adult diaper company Depends, and they have created what they're calling the pit diaper. And it is marketed towards people who like to go in mosh pits at like heavy metal concerts so that they don't have to lose their spot in the mosh pit. They just have a diaper on instead. Now, let me tell you a little bit more about these. It is made out of premium cruelty-free quilted pleather, accented with chains and spikes to seamlessly blend into any outfit. It's hardcore. It looks like biker gang, like real heavy metal stuff.
How are you getting through security with that?
That's actually a good question.
Because any concert I've ever gone through, you got to go through that beeper thingamajigger. And then sometimes they pat you down.
Yeah, I mean, they do. I'm looking at it. It does have spikes and a metal chain.
I was thinking I'd wear this to the next Post Malone concert he has pit tickets for. And I would wear this because I don't want to risk any moment of not being up close and personal with that man. But this would get me kicked out. They'd be like, ma'am. You trying to hurt him? No, I just...
It's just my pit diaper.
I didn't want to tinkle myself. God.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I feel like this is how Christmas shopping always goes. You're like way overly confident. I got this. I know exactly what I'm going to get everybody. And then when you start to get down to it, you get a little bit... second guessy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at only one day in after me and you, Destiny, decided yesterday that we're going to do a handmade Christmas.
Yes.
We are only going to exchange handmade items. We've had plenty of normal Christmases. Let's do something a little challenging.
Yeah.
And I'm like, easy.
For you.
I'm crafty. I love doing crafts. I'll figure something out. Great. But I was like sitting around last night brainstorming some ideas like, okay, what exactly do I want to do? And I've gotten you Post Malone things in the past, but I'm wondering, is there a cap to how much Post Malone I can gift you?
I have a follow-up question with that before I answer your question is how much Post Malone. Do you mean like in our span of our friendship or do you mean this year?
Huh? What?
My question is, when it comes to Post Malone gifts, are you asking me is too much Post Malone in the span of our friendship? Because you have gifted me Post Malone in the span of our friendship.
Uh-huh.
Are you saying just this year?
I haven't gifted you anything Post Malone.
But I'm saying, are you asking, are you planning me like a crap ton of Post Malone gifts this year? Are you saying you've already given me so many Post Malone gifts this year or over the last several years?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yes. So like over the last, your birthday and other holidays, I've given you.
You got me a doormat.
I've given you at least one Post Malone thing. I think almost every single holiday.
A doormat. You gave me a gnome that you made as Post Malone. I'm blanking, but I know there's a million
maybe,
other things.
Yeah.
That you have gifted me.
I'm like, is that the type of gift for you where you're like, I can never get enough of this. I will always take it. Or is it one of those things where you're like, okay, here's another Post Malone gift.
It's a cop out.
I wish people would give me something else here and there. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
The answer is Post Malone is never too much for me. It will never get old for me. Ever until the day I die. I honestly wouldn't even be mad if every gift, I don't know if you're planning on just one gift or multiple gifts.
I don't know yet.
If every gift was Post Malone, I wouldn't be mad if that's what somebody just gifted me. Everything was Post Malone for Christmas. If it was a posty Christmas, I wouldn't be mad.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
I will never be mad. And I know you've gifted me Post Malone things over the past, but I just don't feel like my collection is enough. And I don't think it will ever be enough.
Okay. See, that's what I wanted to know. Because like, I think of my oldest sister is really into crocheting. And at some certain point, she had to be like, you guys, I don't want crocheting like hooks or organizers. I have all that. I know what I like. Do something else. So I didn't know if you were at that point with Post Malone stuff where you're like, okay, I got it. And I'd really like somebody to buy me something else finally.
Well, I don't know if it's just because I'm absolutely obsessed with him and maybe I'm not the right person to answer this question, but I've been kind of thinking the exact same thing. Neighbor Man is obsessed with Wile E. Coyote. And I already know that I have one thing. I'm just going to spoil it. There is one thing he's getting this year that is Wile E. Coyote. But I have found some other things online that I really, really like. And I'm going nutty. I haven't bought them yet, but I have them in my cart. I'm thinking about them.
Yeah.
And I just am like, would he be annoyed if almost everything he got is Wile E. Coyote? I mean, it's like he collects it just like I do.
He's
Post Malone
stuff.
But would he be disappointed if everything he got was only Wile E. Coyote? Or would he be excited? I don't know if people are the exact same way as me with Post Malone stuff, or am I just a freak? I don't know.
Well, yes.
The answer is yes, I'm a freak.
That's all I can answer is yes, you're a freak.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Hear me out, because normally I don't say this, but I'm kind of sad that it doesn't look like Christmas out there.
Well, you threw me a loop for that one.
Why?
I just didn't think you would say something
like that. Well, because you know what?
To be quite honest.
I hate snow just as much as the next guy, but I mean, we have time. It's only December 6th. But at some point, is it going to look like Christmas out there?
It looks like fall. Do you see it? It's like golden and
sunny.
You're right, it does. It's going to be nice and warm
green.
This weekend, too.
I know. And that's great. And I don't want to complain about that because nobody likes going out when it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
And the wind has been horrible. But
yeah.
I'm like looking out the window. We have our Christmas tree up in here. And I'm like, what time of the year is it? It looks like fall.
I love when you have the Christmas tree up and the snow is falling and you don't have anywhere to go, but the snow is falling.
That's kind of what I'm like not hoping for.
And then it melts
today.
The next day when you do have to go.
And then you have the nasty slush that is just gross to look at.
And it's gross because it gets on your car.
Okay, so maybe I don't want it yet. Don't get me wrong. But like by the time Christmas rolls around, we have what, like 2-3 weeks? I hope that it turns into Christmas out there.
You just want some snow on Christmas Day.
I want a little flurries, the kind that sticks to the trees, but is not slippery on the road and doesn't stick to my car. That's all. No ice. I don't really want to fall on my butt.
I've already did that this year.
Congratulations.
It's on fun day.
Sorry about that. I don't want it yet. But before Christmas, let's get some Christmas outside, please.
Okay. I'm so looking forward to tomorrow night because it's round two of Saturday Night Lights. Let me explain what Saturday Night Lights or SNL is. Obviously, you know what the TV show is, but it's not that. It's not that. It has nothing to do with the TV show, but it's something that me and Neighbor Man came up with, and that is every Saturday up until Christmas, we're going to go out on the hunt for Christmas lights, Christmas displays, whatever it is, we're going to be on the hunt for it.
Mm-hmm. And I now want to do, I don't know if I'm going to set a specific date every week like you are, but I also want to do this. I need to go out and see the best of the best.
And you, but you got to do it on Saturday because it's got to be Saturday Night Lights.
Okay. Well, we'll see if I get to it tomorrow.
Well, we did it last Saturday. We had fun. I will say it was slightly a fail. I'm not going to lie.
You need a little guidance.
Because we just drove around Cedar Rapids. And if you don't really know where to go, you end up just going down neighborhoods and you're like, nothing here.
Okay.
Let's try this one. You know, there's just a house that's that I love, and it's off of First Avenue. And if you're heading like towards the mall and you're going towards like Tommaso's Pizza, there's a house that they have this like gigantic, higher than their house, Frosty the Snowman. And that's something that I have to see every year. So that we did do that. But then the rest of it was slightly bit of a fail. So I don't want this weekend to be a fail.
I'm right there with you. I have, there's a house in North Liberty who has a bunch of inflatables. It's like this little like farmhouse, and they always put out tons of inflatables. They have a big like pine tree in their
That's
lawn
cool.
that they put Christmas lights on. It's just so cute. That's really the only place that I have though so far. So I am also looking for other amazing spots.
Yeah, because otherwise you're just driving around neighborhood, and then you end up just with one house, and then it's been an hour, and you really, after you've been through six neighborhoods, you've only really seen four houses, like, maybe.
Okay, I'm wasting all this gas and I'm not seeing any lights.
Get your hot cocoa, grab some popcorn, put on your ugly sweater, your Christmas pajamas, get in the car. It's Saturday Night Lights, people.
You're talking me into it more and more. I'm like, I have got to make sure this happens for me tomorrow.
And we need your help to make Saturday Night Lights the coolest thing ever all the way up until Christmas. We want to know, what's your favorite spot to look at Christmas lights? Let us know at 319-200-1029. But we mentioned just a couple minutes ago that somebody said the Blue Creek light display. When I was like, God, that one sounds familiar. I don't know if that's the one that's in a cul-de-sac that I've gone to a couple Christmases. And I love it. I just can never remember the address. Well, someone just called in. They said the Blue Creek light display is in the cul-de-sac between Center Point and Walker. Someone also posted it on Facebook. So if you want to go to it, the address is on our Facebook page. It is, I'm telling you, I have gone to it for many years. I've gone like 3 or 4 years. And it is the sickest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It is a whole cul-de-sac. They all synchronize to music. Uh-huh. They all have lights on their houses. It's awesome. But I can never remember where it is. So I always have to ask someone where the address is.
Well, now that we've heard this from like multiple people now, yeah, between calls and on Facebook, I got to make time for this. Because also in this comment, thanks April for giving us more information. It says over 10,000 individually controlled elements, over 100,000 lights, and 3 miles of extension cords. I gotta go. Yeah, sold me with the extension cords. That's a lot of lights, okay?
She doesn't care about anything else, dude, but the extension cords.
This is a nerd's dream.
I didn't know you were so into extension cords. You might be getting that for Christmas.
I didn't either, but you've piqued my interest. Anyways, we're still asking you, where's your favorite place to go look at Christmas lights? Jet, what about you?
You have to go to Wells Lane on the northeast side of town. Most of the homes decorate, but we are 3/4 of the way down the street, and we decorate the entire acre. Wow. And it is extremely unique displays. It's not your typical, you know, just lights and, you know, singing bulbs and that kind of thing. It's definitely really, really unique. And we do a fundraiser for a local Marion animal shelter.
I love that. Wait, are you the person behind it?
I am. My husband and I are the elves that set up every year.
Aww.
And last year we donated $723 to Blast Hope and St. Cat Rescue. And this year, we picked a purposeful life animal rescue and sanctuary out in Marion. And so 100% of the proceeds are going to them this year.
That is so awesome. Got to check it out.
Oh, my gosh. You do have to check it out. Our main feature is an ocean. So we have dolphins and palm trees and Santa on a lounge chair. And
what?
The best part, we have an elf tiki bar.
Well, hello.
Yep.
That is awesome. Who said there wasn't an ocean in Iowa?
Exactly.
before you go out and do Saturday Night Lights yourself and get the hot cocoa, you and the kids in the car with some popcorn, and go looking for light displays. Let's help you out. Or you help us out too. What's your favorite spot to look at Christmas lights? That's what we're asking today.
You can call us at 319-200-1029. What about you, Kim?
Hiawatha has a route that you can drive. I think it's in 2 weeks. It's an actual route where there's supposed to be tons of people with house lights up.
So I found this. It's a holiday lights parade in Hiawatha. It's on December 19th, and it is like an entire route, exactly like she said. They map it out. There's like a start time. Sounds like Santa might be on a fire truck.
What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's sick.
Put that one on your list.
Holiday lights. Is it like a route through a neighborhood? Is that what it's looking like?
It looks like all through Hiawatha, to be honest with you.
That's cool.
It looks lengthy. So,
all right. I got to make sure I do double the hot chocolate.
Stock up. Bring some extra. Kate, what's your favorite place to go look at holiday lights?
There's a house on my parents' street on Zelda Drive Northwest. The guy goes all out every Christmas.
What are we talking here? Like inflatables or what?
Handmade?
Inflatables, lights, things hanging from his tree, things you can walk through.
Ooh, yes. Okay, I like the idea of getting out of my car and walking through something. I love that a lot.
Yep, he does. He goes all out. It's amazing.
That's what I love. It's like, why am I blanking on his name? The dad from Christmas Vacation.
I don't ask me. I've seen that movie only one time.
Literally goes all out. Oh, Griswold. I want Griswold type houses like that.
Uh-huh. I think it's cool. If you've got a light if you got a light display that is synchronized to music and we got to turn into a specific radio station. If you got one that I can get out of my car and I can get up close and personal.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I like when people have something a little creative. There is that one house that keeps skeletons in their yard all year round in North Liberty. I've told you this.
What do they got? Santa hats on them?
I think when I drove past them last, they had Christmas sweaters on. They change it weekly. So I'm going to need to go back and see that.
First off, send me that Addy because I'm going to want to go to them.
I will send you that.
That's awesome.
It's really cool. You're all I need, all I need,
all I need. Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You're single this holiday season and you're honestly dreading going home for yet another holiday and getting those same questions. When are you going to find somebody? Oh, another Christmas of you alone. Aren't you ever going to take your relationship life seriously? Because it happens. It happens. And maybe you're at the point where you're like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I have to bring somebody home, but I don't really actually have a partner. There's a girl who's going viral because she is offering Christmas girlfriend packages. Okay? So this girl's name is Jacina Rebecca. She's 29 years old and she is based out of Miami and she's willing to, for a check, pose as your girlfriend and go home with you for the holidays so that you impress your family, I guess, which is, you know, sad to think about. You shouldn't have to do that. But some people maybe feel that way. Now, here's where this woman is truly an entrepreneur, okay? She has different levels of packages.
Nice.
So I'd like to go through those with you. The bottom level is the silver package, which is $250 plus a present. You have to buy her a present.
Oh.
And that includes 2 hours at a family dinner, matching outfits, and she'll tell a few jokes. So pretty bare minimum. She'll show up for a little bit, you know, make nice and match with you, and that's it. And then the next package is the gold package, which is $200 more. It's $450 plus a present. Spoiler alert, all the packages require a present. And the gold package includes 3 hours at a dinner, a cute backstory of how we met that she'll just make up, and photos with the family. So that's your gold package. Top level is your platinum,
okay,
which is $600 and a present. This includes 6 hours with the family, all of the prior packages, so the cute backstory, the photos, the jokes. She'll say, I love you in front of your family.
Oh, geez.
You can kiss her on the cheek. She will wash dishes with your mom to really impress her. And then you can post on your close friend's story photos of her for your family and friends to see. And that is the most that you can do out of her Christmas packages.
Maybe I'm just desperate for money, but I would offer a whole lot more if I did a package like this.
Really? What do you think is missing? I think
well,
this
the
is
first package, you said she will tell some jokes. That's no. I would replace that, and I would already start adding that I'll impress your mother. And you know me. I'm really good at impressing the parents. I'm so freaking good at that. I would bring mom a gift. I don't need a gift. I'm getting paid $250. Why do I need a gift as well?
She really wants that gift because it's in all the packages.
So I would just say that for $250, I will turn around and I'll bring a gift to your mom. And I'll impress her. The second thing, why isn't photos also included in all the packages? You're going to just show up for $250. And when they say, oh, time for photos, what are you going to say in that moment? Oh, I'm sorry. He didn't pay for the $400 package.
Well, that's true. My only thought is that it's proof, and then if those people post them, then she's going to get caught for being everybody's Christmas girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. But also, Christmas is...
No one's doing that much investigation. The family isn't, at least.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
I love you. I would just do that. I would also do research about our relationship, because they're going to ask questions. How did you meet? What is he like? You better know these things. Dude, you better do some research.
Are you like a secret girlfriend for Christmas?
No, but I should be, because honestly, I need some money.
Just found your side gig.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. Attention! It's those girls in the afternoon's Christmas boot camp on Z102.9.
That neighbor man was doing okay with Christmas boot camp. I wouldn't say he's like an A+ student, no. Or even a B. He's more like a C or D.
This yeah, room. I mean,
act like your boyfriend's much better.
C's get degrees.
But that's kind of where I would say he's at. But right now, after last night, I'm like, what's worse than an F, dude?
Oh.
The way he acted last night was very suspicious.
What's he, shopping for another woman?
Maybe. Let me explain. He came home last night. And immediately, I'm sitting on the couch, minding my own business. He comes in, immediately he goes, you need to go to the other bedroom. Right now. I was like,
got grounded.
And I was like, what did I do? He's like, go to the bedroom and hand me your phone right now. So I kind of put two and two that he must have a Christmas gift from me, I'd assume. That's why he's banning me to the bedroom. Because he needs to bring the bedroom or the Christmas gift in. But why do you need my phone? Well, then it hit me. You know we got security cameras everywhere.
Oh, for the love of God.
You like to say we're locked down like jail at our house.
Yeah, state penitentiary security.
So he told me I had to hand him my phone because I'm assuming, I looked back on it and I didn't see anything. He had to bring my gift in, but there's security cameras there. So, of course, if I looked back on them, I would see what I got. So he had to delete the footage. Smart man, because I wouldn't have thought of that.
Well, now you know if you bring anything home for him.
I got to delete the footage and I got to have him hand me his phone because he also has the app, so he needs to give me his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was smart of him to delete the footage. Wise man. However, when he brings in the stuff, I can hear him rattling in his gaming room, like some things. So I'm putting two and two together. I'm like, I think I know where he's putting this gift.
Okay, yeah.
So we're on a walk last night with the dog, and I was like, hey, I think I know where you hid my gift. Can I just tell you? He goes, sure. He's all cocky. You know? Where do you think it is? And I go, well, he's a giant beanbag chair.
Yeah.
You know, gamer stuff. Gigantic beanbag chair. I said, I think you hid it behind there. He goes, crap, yeah, it is. So my present is currently hidden behind a giant beanbag chair. Now, I could, if I wanted to, go snooping for it because I know exactly where it is.
Uh-huh.
Should I do it?
Well, I mean, no. And what if... neighbor man, if you're out there, I know you are somewhere. You got to move that present because this woman cannot be stopped.
I know. I don't think you should leave it there. You should have wrapped it last night.
Here's my advice to neighbor man.
What?
So shut your ears. Because I don't think you should ruin your own Christmas. That's not any fun, especially after you were shopping next to each other the other day. Neighbor man, I need you to move the gift every day.
That's smart.
I know. You can hire me for any other advice. You're lying if you say that everything leading up to Christmas goes 100% perfect.
Yeah, no.
It never does. And, you know, I feel like my boyfriend's been putting some good effort in. He's been supporting me in reprimanding our children, our cats, being bad with the Christmas tree. He's been pretty good about Christmas shopping.
Nice.
And, you know, I love that he's down to do matching Christmas pajamas.
Lucky you.
I don't even have to do the whole fight that I'm sure a lot of girls are like, please, can we please just get matching ones? And the guy's like, oh, no, that's stupid. He doesn't do that at all.
Won't do it because he doesn't wear pajamas.
Well, I feel like my boyfriend doesn't really either. But
he just wears boxers.
It's the thought. You can lounge around in them.
See?
But he's been totally cool about it. In fact, he was like all about it. We were walking through the aisle at the store probably a week or so ago and saw that they had like matching family Christmas jammy sets. And he's like, oh my gosh, we really should get some. I was like, you know what?
It was his idea?
Yes. I was like, I'm totally down. You know, I love a pajama set. And yeah, let's get them. So we got the same sets. He got the guy one. I got the girl one. All fine and dandy. We've worn them a couple times. He likes to both of us to wear them at the same time.
That's adorable.
Which is great. I love the Christmas spirit. Now, his brother had gotten some Christmas pajamas from Target. And he was like, ooh, I like those. I think we should also get a pair from there. I'm like, okay, well, I got the last ones. Why don't you go pick some out and you surprise me? Just to see like what he would do. He's like, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll get us another set of matching Christmas jammies. Like, okay, sweet, I'm getting another set of jammies. I come home last night, and this man, God love him, A for effort, but he has on a polar bear top with a pair of pants that clearly didn't come with that top that are green, and they've got little skiers all over them.
Oh, yeah, they don't go.
Both very cute prints. They did not match. Those were not a set. And I go, oh, what are you doing? What are you wearing? What's going on? And he's like, well, they didn't have my size in a full matching top and bottom, so I had to get two separate ones. I said, oh, okay. Well, I like them both separately. I don't know about together, but okay, yeah, good for you. He's like, yours are in the bedroom on the bed. You can go put them on after you shower. And I go in, and this man also got me a mismatched set.
Oh.
Because he didn't have his correct size.
So then you can't have a correct
size. So I can't because we have to match, which I'm like,
that's cute.
And really, in theory, you know, is anybody going to see these? A for effort. It was a fail, but at least it was a cute fail.
No, it's adorable because you guys will be that little dorky couple and I love it so much.
Oh my God, it's really dweeby. That's definitely not going to be on a Christmas card.
No, I think you should.
Oh, and just commit to being
the dweeby couple. I freaking love it.
Okay, I'll make just one Christmas card and send it to you because I'm embarrassed and for everybody else.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
It has been so much fun taking your favorite classic Christmas movies that you know and love, Frosty the Snowman, Elf, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Home Alone, and then taking those movies and then making them into a trivia question. Maybe a fun fact you didn't know about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tonight I thought if it's a Friday and we're ending the week, I have to go out with a bang. It's got to be the best of the best, or it's got to be something big, right? I just can't end wimpy.
Yeah, I would think so.
So tonight's trivia question, and the movie it's based off of, is Die Hard.
Oh, good God.
There are some people who believe Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
This is a hot button issue that you're pressing tonight.
And some people believe it is not a Christmas movie. I think I've seen the movie one time, so I am not the person to tell you whether or not it is or is not a Christmas
movie. To be honest, I've never seen it. I maybe will do that this year.
You should.
I should, and then I can really decide if I think it is. Because I don't know. I'm neutral, and I don't want to say anything else because I don't want to upset anybody.
It's almost like telling people who you voted for in the election. It's about that hot.
People are that passionate about this movie.
They are. All right, so Die Hard was selected for tonight's trivia question. Bruce Willis plays the role of John McClane in Die Hard, but who did the producers originally want to play that role?
Ouch. You're saying he wasn't their first choice?
Oh, no, honey. No.
Sorry,
no.
Bruce. I hate to break it to you. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
And while you're at it, while you send in a guest, you can also let us know, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Yes or no?
Yeah, you should.
We're also going to take note of that, too.
Let us know where you stand on that issue.
We'll let you know. Bruce Willis plays the role of John McClane in Die Hard, but who did the producers originally want to play that role?
I know my dad would be like, yeah, it is. I want to know what everybody else thinks.
Oh, your dad's a firm believer it's a Christmas movie?
Very much so, yes. He does think that.
I should call him and tell him it's not, just to see how fired up he gets. Don't do it.
Not worth it. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
That's the theme. Die Hard. Some people consider it a Christmas people. Christmas people, Christmas movie. Some are like, are you kidding me? It's not a Christmas movie. And you know what, those girls in the afternoon?
We don't have an answer for you, to be
honest.
We don't
have an answer with you. That's because Taylor has never seen the movie. I think I've seen the movie one time. I think. And that's the thing, because I truly can't even remember the plot or anything about it. The yippee-ki-yay sounds familiar.
Uh-huh. And I do know that everybody's like, Christmas movie, or no, not a Christmas movie. I can't tell you anything beyond that.
Nope. Neither can I. But Die Hard did get to go in tonight's trivia question. Bruce Willis plays the role of John McClane in Die Hard, but who did the producers originally want to play that role?
Kind of a mean question, but...
He's not listening.
If you are, why? You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far on the text line, 0269 actually called us, and she guessed Harrison Ford.
Good guess.
She felt pretty confident about that.
That's a
in
good
her tone.
Good guess. Michael said, because we also asked, if you think it is a Christmas movie, you should let us know.
Yeah.
So Michael said, based at Christmas time, but not a real Christmas movie. Also, Sylvester Stallone? Michael, you're getting heated. People are going to get heated over that one.
I get what he's saying. 3281 said, Die Hard is most definitely a Christmas movie, hence the reason they show it every year at Christmas time. My dad would agree because he always watches it when it's on TV.
Seriously.
And their guess is Tom Cruise was supposed to play.
Tom Cruise would have been a good fit.
John McClane. Sure. I mean,
who hasn't Tom Cruise played a role as?
Seriously. In all of those types of movies, it's probably Tom Cruise.
Seriously. Bruce Willis plays the role of John McClane in Die Hard. But who did the producers originally want to play that role?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and we'll have the answer for you in less than 4 minutes.
I hope Bruce Willis isn't actually listening, because I'm going to give you a fun fact. He wasn't the first option. He wasn't the second option.
Well,
or third.
Way to kick him while he's down. Jeez.
Bruce Willis, we love you. No, I don't. I don't know. We do.
Congrats on getting the role, I guess, by default. I don't know.
Because there was nobody else available.
Oh,
I don't know.
Man.
To be or not to be considered a Christmas movie. I mean, that's the real question here.
I don't know, man. I've never watched Die Hard. I know my father feels very passionate because it's on TV and he watches it every Christmas season.
Hey, we don't have a name for your dad. We call your mom Mama Kris Jenner. Is he Papa Kris Jenner?
No, not at all. He's just dad.
Got it. Well, Die Hard is the theme for tonight's trivia question. Bruce Willis plays the role of John McClane in Die Hard. But who did the producers originally want to play the role?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
You wouldn't believe this, but Frank Sinatra was actually who the producers originally want to play the role. Now, let me give you the backstory. He played the lead character in the detective film adaptation, and the producers were obligated to first offer Sinatra the role, despite him being 73.
Oh, wow.
At the time, he turned it down.
Okay.
For obvious reasons, right? So after Frank Sinatra, then it was offered to Clint Eastwood. He turned it down as well. Willis is still far from a shoo-in at this point.
Jeez.
It then went to Sylvester Stallone, Harrison Ford, Robert De Niro, Mel Gibson, Burt Reynolds. And then finally, Bruce Willis, you're in the conversation.
Oh my God. Do you think that any of them regret that, like turning that down now in hindsight, since it's kind of like a classic?
Probably I'm more like, how does Bruce feel? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you feel weird knowing that you were not first, second, third option? Like, I'm being serious. Like, Taylor, let's say you were auditioning for the role of Die Hard, you know, would you be upset if you found out you were like the ninth option?
Maybe right away, but years afterwards, knowing that it's like people's favorite movie, I'd be like,
losers,
suckers.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.